This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the State Bond Commission considered Global Ministries Foundation's request for $24.5 million to buy the Hidden Lakes apartments in New Orleans East Thursday, they heard from area residents, like Joan Heiser.
We're not in opposition of the property being sold to a worthy buyer. This is just not the buyer we think is best for our community.
Professor Beverly Wright was less diplomatic.
You say you are Christians and you're doing all of this to save the poor black people, when what you're actually doing is to make money off of a project.
And Pearl Cantrell was blunt.
Reverend Hamlet and GMF are slumlords, only out to make millions on the backs of poor people by taking taxpayers' money.
All cited GMF's problems with similar housing in Florida and Memphis, Tennessee, which have prompted investigations by HUD. Some brought up recent crimes at Hidden Lakes, which GMF currently manages. Patrick Coffey, the property manager, responded.
There was a 7-year-old girl who was raped at Hidden Lake over the past 2 weeks or so. There was a murder at Hidden Lake Apartments over the past 2 weeks. Can I stop people from perpetrating these acts? No, not unless we want to really wall the place up and control the inmates.
State Representative Wesley Bishop was outraged.
I think you owe a tremendous apology to the folks who live in the city of New Orleans for using the word inmate, but at the same time, you don't have a problem taking those inmates' money every month.
The Bond Commission apparently found the reference to inmates distasteful as well, voting unanimously to table GMF's bond request. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.